Right now, we're going to welcome in a couple of ladies who just won a state title on Friday. We started the show talking about some exciting news. That's about as exciting as it gets right there. Teresa Haig, Leah Homan from the Bishop Guilfoyle Lady Marauders, both join us on the phone line right now. Teresa, Leah, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Oh, boy. What are you guys still on cloud nine? What's it like a few days later? Teresa, we'll start with you. What is today like? When did it really start to sink in for you?
I think it started thinking the whole week that we were preparing out the states. We were all just super excited. And then after that win, I think that we're just still kind of in shock. We're still feeling the excitement. I know I am.
What about you? Even. What about you, Leah? What's it been like the last couple of days? I'm sure you've gotten about a billion and one text messages and phone calls and things. What's it all been like in the aftermath?
Oh, for sure. It's been great just to see how much this means to our community. The impact we have and how our team has been able to inspire others. So it means a lot, you know, that we have done something so special like this and how it is impacting people's lives.
Let me follow up on that. You used a key word there, Leah. You said community. High school sports bring about a community unlike really anything. Everybody's a fan of pro teams, NBA, NFL, baseball. People love their colleges. High school sports and the communities that they serve. Do you guys notice and really get the feel of when a community is behind you whenever you're succeeding?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we came to BG this morning the day before the states, there were so many people there. The kids, little kids had signs up. We could just feel the love and support. And honestly, that inspired us to continue to work hard throughout the year. And it wasn't just before the state championship game, but it was the whole entire year, just feeling the community support and how personal it is with them. It's such a great experience to have.
How about for you, Teresa? Just what has this whole thing been like? Not only celebrating with your friends and teammates on the team and the coaches, but with everybody in the BG community.
The BG community is great. Everyone is just so supportive. And this week especially, like Leah was saying, we had the younger kids with the signs. We got notes written for us. Just the support and love we get from the community and our classmates who are able to come to the game. We had the best student section, and you just can't ask for anything better.
All right. For both of you, you go in, you're facing a team that's outstanding. I think they were up on you 10-6. And then, Teresa, you guys go on an 18-2 run, sparked by the defense, but you got balanced scoring. What happened during that 18-2 run to turn a deficit into a 29-21 halftime lead?
I think we just had to get settled at the beginning. Obviously, you're so excited to just play the game. And we knew that we just had to trust each other on the floor, and everyone performed incredible. So it worked out for us.
Leah, I was talking with Nate Bowen, the play-by-play radio voice, and he said, you know what, you get five girls on a team that can all score at the single-A level. You had all five starters had at least 8 points. Four of you scored in double digits. When you have that kind of balance, is it pretty darn near impossible to beat a team like you have at that level?
I mean, like I said, yeah, the team effort was incredible, and it is extremely difficult because then it's harder to focus on one girl or two girls because it's a whole team effort, and we spread our points out, and that's how we got it done Friday.
Once you started making some threes in the third quarter, you're 4 of 7 from three in the third quarter, and you extended the lead up to 17 points. Was there a point in the third quarter, and I know you're playing, and I know you would never admit it during a game, but was there a third point in the third quarter for either of you where you're like, we got this, we got this?
I think for sure. I think I got to the point where I knew that my teammates were all scoring the ball and that if we kept going, we were going to win.
Thank you for admitting that. Most players like, no, I never thought that until the final buzzer up, even though we were up 67 points. What about you, Leah?
Yeah, I mean, there was a point where I was like, oh my gosh, like this might happen, but – the whole entire time, you know, our coaches just said, you know, keep pushing. And that's what we did, and we didn't let up, and that's how, you know, we won at the end.
A follow-up on that, Leah, as the fourth quarter is going along and you got the lead up to 20, what was it like containing the – are you able to just still play basketball and focus on basketball when you see the clock here, 6 minutes. Now there's 5 minutes. What's going through your mind when you know you're just a few minutes away from a championship, but you can't, you know, lose focus of actually still playing hard?
I mean, the excitement is coursing, you know, through your veins, of course, but that focus and that discipline you have in the game, in the moment, is still there. So we were able to just contain that excitement and keep pushing till the end.
Teresa, you're a senior. So I'll start with you on this. You had a shot. You would have had an opportunity, perhaps, to win a state title last year. How crushing was that last year, a year ago at this time? And does this make up for it? Did you feel like you were playing for 2 years worth of BG players?
Absolutely. We were devastated when we got that call, as kids were across the country. But I think that gave us the motivation that we knew how hard we had to work if we wanted to get back to where we were. And last year's players were just as big of a part of this win as the team that was on the court. And I think that just kind of shows how our team is and how we push.
How about for you, Leah? What you're a junior now, so you were a sophomore. What was it like for you at the end of last year, and what's this whole last year been like trying to get back to this point?
Yeah, I mean, it was so devastating, you know, knowing we were two games out and how hard everyone worked, how much our hearts were into it, and how excited we were. And like Teresa said, we knew coming in the next year that we were going to have to work just as hard to get back there. And we also had that motivation from last year, from losing it last year for this year. And also, like Teresa said, you know, the girls from last year are just as part of this win and just as part of helping us build back. So I want to recognize them.
What was it like playing with the masks? I'm sure that's something you never thought you would do coming up, growing up playing basketball. But for either one of you, what was it? Was it difficult or just something you got used to?
I would say it was definitely difficult. I think that playing with the mask took a lot to get used to. Definitely different on the court, but we had to do whatever we had to do to play this year, and I'm glad we were playing.
How about you, Leah? Was it tough for you?
Yeah, I agree with Teresa. We were going to do whatever we needed to do to play. And, you know, though it was difficult, you know, to keep it up in the whole game. But like I said, we were going to do whatever we needed to do to keep playing. So,
Teresa, I want to start with you on this. What does this mean, do you think, for Christy Kack? She was a sensational player, never got to this point in her playing career, but she has done a sensational job at BG. How happy are you guys for her to get to this point?
I'm so happy for Coach Christy. She believes in us, but she pushes us to get to that next level. And for us to be able to win a state championship under her, it just means everything to me and my team. Super exciting.
What happened last year, Leah, that you guys were playing well? You're playing well. But then the second half, you really turned it on. You beat Allie Campbell and Bellwood in the playoffs. What happened to where the team and the program really flipped the switch?
Yeah, I think honestly, when we saw the boys the following year go to the state championship, we were so inspired and determined that, you know, we wanted a piece of that. We wanted a piece of that success. And so we all kind of said, like, this is it. Like, we lose, we go home at this point in the playoffs. And, you know, we turned it on and we all united together and we started to really win and work as a team.
We're talking with Teresa Haig and Leah Holman from the BG Girls. Teresa, you guys have a bunch of players that are going to go and play college ball. So this has really been a juggernaut that you've had over the past couple years. How much are you going to miss not getting to play with these young ladies at the high school level any longer?
I'm going to miss it so much. These past 2 years especially, our team's just gotten so close. We have so much fun together. And we don't just hang out on the court and play together and love it. We hang out off the court. And to be able to share this win with your best friends, you can't ask for a better end to a high school basketball career.
Well, Lee, you can't ask for a better end. You have, well, I think, 14 and 13. You get to 1,000 points in the state championship game, and you win a state title. What, I mean, talk about everything coming together for you at the same time.
Yeah, it was honestly incredible. I mean, I was talking to some people after, and I was like, you honestly couldn't write that better to get your 1,000th point in the state championship game. And I honestly had no idea I was going to get it. So I actually got extremely emotional when my coach told me, because it was just such a special moment, especially to share with my teammates the state championship.
All right. What one last thing would you like to say to your fans out there? We talked a little bit earlier about the BG community, but Teresa, I'll give you a chance to start. What would you like to tell the people that supported you guys along the way?
I just would like to say thank you just to everybody. Everyone who comes up to us and says, hey, like, we watched your game. You guys are incredible. To just everybody in the school, everyone in the area. I think that the support was, it's just so overwhelming. And they're just as much as part of this win as the girls who were on the court.
How about for you, Leah?
Yeah, absolutely. The community, the support is just as part of this win, you know, as we are. And I just want to say, you know, you'll never know how much we appreciate that as a team, that support. And again, just lastly, thank you so much, and we really appreciate you guys.
Well, congratulations. I hope that it has started to settle in. You'll be state champions for the rest of your lives. Congratulations. What a tremendous run. Best of luck to both of you, and thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
All right. Very good. Very good. Teresa Haig, Leah Holman. That's fantastic.